In the past, when Czechs thought about comics, classic children's publications like Štět Lístek, Four-Leaf Clover, about four friendly animals, or Fast Arrows, adventure stories for kids, came to mind. But after 1989, conceptions of comics gradually changed, as comics not seen here before gradually entered the market. Soon, many grew to instantly recognize classic superheroes like Spider-Man, Batman, and others. On the other hand, newer genres also began to come in, edgier so-called new wave productions, of which Art Spiegelman's classic Mouse was one of the most famous. What is being published now, and how has the audience come of age? Find out in Czechs Today. No overview of the Czech language comic scene would be complete without a mention of krev, spelt crew in English but pronounced as the Czech word for blood. In 1996, Krev magazine first hit the stands with a mission to broaden Czechs' minds about comics. Petr Litoš is one of the magazine's original founders.
The very first title was the magazine called Krev, and we always felt it's very important to educate people. The magazine gives you a platform for that, because you are introducing the best of the comic stories, the best authors. Of course, you have to have the stories there, but we always wanted to have at least one fourth of the magazine dedicated to reviews, articles, news, trying to form fan community.
Beginnings weren't easy. Where Krev was then attempting to succeed, others, wide-eyed in the emerging market after the Velvet Revolution, had already failed.
There were print runs of hundreds of thousands in the early 90s. So everyone was thinking, wow, that's huge, that's what we were waiting for. And then all of a sudden, it started dying. It went to a normal level of consumption on the market, which is a couple of thousands of pieces of each publication. So who was trying to publish 10,000, 100,000? It was for sure he got bankrupt very, very soon. And us, we have started smaller. We have started this 4,000 print run.
As its fan base grew, Krev went on to also publish soft and hardcover graphic novels, sometimes as co-productions, titles such as Frank Miller's seminal reworking of the Batman story, The Dark Knight Returns, or the Sandman series by Neil Gaiman, or most recently gritty titles such as Wanted. Hardcover with a heftier price tag are by definition for more dedicated fans. To a degree, they are prestige projects, admits Petr Litoš, a great part of the motivation in publishing, but ultimately not what pays the bills.
Hardcovers are rather for hardcore comic fans. So in hardcover we did Batman Arkham Asylum, which is very famous work, but for a limited amount of people. On the other hand, we did four reprints of The Simpsons books, which is for mass market, I would say. For years we only had Garfield, and I was always telling to everyone, Garfield is paying for this. that's true. And nothing against Garfield. It just has much broader audience.
Another publisher, Ivan Stable, who co-founded Prague-based publisher Mo, or Mot as it's known in Czech, knows a few things about going against the grain. Since 2000, he has been active in introducing many French-language comics, which redefine the medium, onto the Czech scene, but with mixed results. He told me, all too many people here still think comics are only for children. Too many still think they're only stories about supervillains and superheroes battling it out in the city.
When we started, we thought, good, we're going to take readers from the classical comics, and we're going to find new readers coming from the like students who are used to reading more serious stuff. They will see that our comics can be interesting also, and so we'll get readers from both sides, and actually we remain stuck in the middle instead of this, that our comics were too intellectuals for the people who already liked comics, and our comics were only comics for the people who were used in reading novels. I think now it started to appear a new audience thanks to all the comics, all the graphics novels that were published in the past, in the last six, eight years. I mean, I love Spider-Man. I mean, as a kid, I was every week I was waiting at my bookshop for the publishing of the new Spider-Man, Superman of the week, and loved it. I was like 10, 12 years old. People who read it as adults said, well, it's time to grow up. You know?
Spider-Man, Spider-Man, does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves, just like flies. Look out.
New Wave Comics, published by Mott, included a series created by Slovak author Branko Jelinek or Swiss author Thomas Ott. But Czech audiences sometimes proved tough to convince. It's too bad, the publisher says, given how new styles have broadened the definition of what comics can be.
It's usually like bigger books, black and white, with more, you would say, adult, more interesting subject, inspired from literature or personal experience. One title that we published, quite known, if not very successful from the sales, it's called Padoutsnice. In the US it was published under the name Epileptic. It's an autobiographical story where the author tells about his family life in the 70s in France when his older brother had epilepsy. So it's all questioning about himself, about his relation with the family and how this French society reacted.
But after 8 years as a publisher, Stable is calling it a day. He's had enough of what all too often has been a hard-fought battle. The Czech market is small, and like elsewhere, graphic novels here will always be a niche hobby. Tough and tougher is what anyone entering the business end of the market can expect. On the other hand, Stable has lost none of his admiration for the graphic novel itself, and his conviction that comics remain a great medium, eventually to be mined by new, brave publishers with similar goals like himself.
All the great drawers, painters today, they would not go into painting. They would go, and they go actually, into comics. So if you want to see beautiful drawings and beautiful painting, you find it in comics. And I mean, you have such great opportunities to build combination between the text, the drawing, the way to use the page also, this material that you can use and build the way you want to. It's such a rich medium, and the opportunities are huge, and there are still many, many great comics to see.
Krevs Petr Litoš agrees there's still a broad future for comics across the spectrum in both visuals and narrative.
In general, the comic narrative became mature. I mean, it expects that the reader wants to be entertained actively. It's very important if you are reading comic that you allow your feelings in, that you really react to what you're reading. It's something between books when your imagination is almost the only thing you have. And with the movie on the other side, because movie is not giving you any space for your own imagination. The comic is somewhere between.